It was really, really bizarre because, you know, truly, probably most of the murders prior to 84, 85, when crack cocaine hit the streets of Waco, most of the murders pretty much solved themselves. There was a direct correlation between the victim and the suspect. This is what was so odd about this case is there was two of the three deceased knew one another closely. The third girl, or the other girl, Raylene, knew Jill, but really didn't know Frank's. And according to our understanding at the time, none of them knew David Spence or knew the main connection between all three was the Methodist home. And I think in retrospect, I don't think the original detectives concentrated as strongly as they should at that common area.